GIFT Nifty is hovering around that 25,000 mark and currently trading around 24,991, around 40 points lower on the mark. But we'll get to that. But let's see what US markets, global markets, and what was the positioning that happened on the markets on Friday. So welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So let's start with US markets. So US markets closed on another high note, where Dow closed at 44,390 and Nasdaq was up by around 10 points at 20,895. SPY closed flat at 62.96, and European markets also saw a good gains on Friday. But on the cash front, FIs turned positive and bought around 374 crores of cash, whereas DIs bought 2103 crores of cash. So FIs have been net sellers throughout this month, where they have sold around 16,955 crores, where DIs have bought around 21,893 crores for the month. Friday on the weekend, we saw some heavyweight results, so where HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and Reliance came out with their results. And this week has been result heavy, so we are going to see a lot of results this week as well. So keep a watch on Ultratech Cement, Havells, Eternal, Oberoi Realty, IDBI Bank, CRISIL. All these events are expected, results are expected today itself. So a lot of results coming in, so that is going to drive the Indian markets. But let's see what's happening on the commodities end as well. So Brent crude is trading around 69.36, where gold is trading around 33.56 per ounce. So on the dollar index has cracked again below that 98.50 mark and trading around 98.40, whereas USD INR is weakening and is trading around 86.15. So the next resistance for USD INR stands at 86.25, whereas the support stands at 85.90 levels. On the TK algo, Nifty is still showing lackluster of strength and we are still in the sell mode, where if we talk about the implied volatilities, they though are extremely low and trading at almost its 52-week low, where it is trading around 9.75 for week 1 expiry, that is 24th July, which is trading at 25,030. The 31st July or the monthly contracts are trading at a implied vols of 9.94, whereas August monthlies are trading at a implied vols of 10.72. So we are at an extremely low IV scenario, where the market is trading around 25,020. It is expected to open around 25,000, and what I can see is 24,900 is that zone where a lot of support has taken place, whereas 25,100 strike has been written a lot. So the market will take time to cross 25,100, but if 25,100 is breached, we could see a rally back again towards 25,300, where the mean currently stands at 25,150 level. So vols are low on the index front. We are seeing realty, pharma, Nifty capital markets, as well as metals and FMCG, which are showing good strength. Whereas if we talk about banking stocks, those are losing, specifically CPSC stocks, along with mid cap and small cap as a sector is losing. So metals are strong, FMCG is strong, auto is probably in neutral territory, CNX pharma is strong, realty is strong. So you can keep a watch on those sectors if you want. Currently the straddle for 25,000 is trading around 256 points for 25,000 strike, and that gives us a one standard deviation move of around 25,220 on the upside, whereas on the downside around 24,840. So keep a watch on those levels. So that levels might hit, and I think today morning we would see some sell-off coming. So what is that position that clients and pros have taken? So pros are nothing but proprietary accounts of traders. So if we talk about clients are around 93,000 long contracts on future indices, whereas on options they have sold around 35,000 contracts on the call side, whereas on the put side they have sold around 4,39,000 contracts. That means that they are heavily long around 4,04,000 contracts on the index front, whereas pros, if we look at, they are long around 18,000 contracts on the future side, whereas on the call side they are long around 28,000 contracts, and on the put side they are long around 2,26,000 contracts. So clients have sold options, pros have bought options, and pros are playing for the downside, whereas as clients are playing for the upside. From a strategy fund, today is Monday, and if you want to take the best option would be again going for a calendar, which is trading around $126. So that can be taken. Also, a directional broken wing butterfly can be taken, where 24,700 can be bought, 24,900 can be sold thrice, and on the upside around 25,050 strike can be bought two times. So that can also be entered. So this was Tanmay, founder and CEO of QC Alpha, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. If you like it, please give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and see you all tomorrow. This was 21st July, 8 a.m. in the morning, and stay tuned again for tomorrow for insights. Thank you all for joining.